Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Today is Wednesday, March the 6th, in the year 2013. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we've got a great show tonight. It's the impact of the ADHD Coaches Organization Conference on ADHD. Note, we wanted to put ADHD community in the title, but we're not allowed to do that because it was too long, because it does have a very positive impact on the ADHD community. And with us, as always, is my sidekick, Kirsten Milliken. Kirsten, how you doing? Oh, Kirsten, did I lose you?
I'm here. I swear I'm here. I was shushing my dogs out, and I didn't want them to be on the radio. So.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing. Well, Kirsten's my trusted co-host, sidekick, and brainstormer here. And so, Kirsten, this is it's been kind of interesting. We've been running a special for the last month featuring Rob Tedisco and a whole, like, cycle of teens going from advocating them both, like, in schools and in the legal system and stuff like that. So it's been a while since we've I think we've been off for, what, 6 weeks now?
It's been a long time, Jeff. It's no longer part of my schedule. I have to get back in there.
Well, it's good to get back here live. And we got a really good show tonight. We've got Joyce Kubik in a virtual studio here that's going to have – we're going to cover some really good stuff. But before we do that, just some reminders out there because of you, our listeners, and the growth of the show, we've started Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station. You can access it at attentiontalkvideo.com. Weekly we release interviews with basically it's very similar to Attention Talk Radio, only it's shorter in video format. We encourage you to go there. We're starting to build an archive, and technology problems are aside. Things were improving, so we're real excited about that. And also Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. That's basically, think of it as bi-monthly newsletter that we sent out that Kirsten was her brainchild. She put together, but it goes out there, and we keep you informed of Attention Talk Radio, Attention Talk Video. But we also have guest writers, and we bring other videos and stuff into it, and that's something that we're looking to kind of grow. If you go to attentiontalknews.com, you can sign up for that. You can actually access our archives. Another few real quick announcements. CHAD is having their regional conference in May in the Dallas area. So if you are anywhere in that area, you can't afford not to go check that stuff out. To learn more on that, go to chadd.org. To find out about that conference. They were a little late getting that up on their website just because Chad's been really busy, which I'll talk about in a second, but they were doing some venue problems. So, but if you're in that area, I highly encourage you to kind of check that out. Also, just note that Chad is they're getting ready to launch their brand-new website. I think the target date is a week from tonight, next Wednesday. It's real exciting. So if you're a Chad member, if you're not, you should be. If you are, go check it out then. And with all that, Kirsten, am I missing any announcements? I'm so out of practice.
Gosh, if you are, I can't think of what they would be.
Well, we got it. This is a really good show tonight. It's funny because we're actually kind of appealing to two audiences. One is some of the coaches out there. We're going to talk about what's going on in the conferences. And we've done some pre-ACO shows before about their conference, but this year we're actually going to, for those that are impacted with ADHD, we're going to educate you a little bit on what they're actually doing for you that you don't realize. So with that, Kirsten, can you introduce our guest?
I would love to. Joyce Kubik is the president of Bridge to Success, and she's also an internationally recognized certified life coach and ADHD coach. She wrote the book that's soon to be released called Unraveling ADHD, How I Changed My Greatest Deficit into My Greatest Asset. She's also written four other books, including Plan for Success, that helps with time management for people who have ADHD. She has also done research on adults with ADHD and has been published in the Journal of Attention Disorders and in Attitude magazine. She, of course, is here tonight for the ADHD Coaches Organization, which is the ACO, and I just want to talk about that for a moment as well. The ACO is actually created to advance the profession of ADHD coaching worldwide, and they support the value of coach-specific training and education in the field of ADHD and ADHD coaching. And this was one of the first organizations that I was part of in the ADHD community, and I have to say that I've been really happy to be part of them because as a community, they're really strong and supportive of one another, all the members are. So, Joyce, welcome to Attention Talk Radio.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be back.
So, well, we're glad you're here. I mean, as Kirsten was saying, she's happy to be a part of the ACO. I'm happy to be a part of the ACO. And, you know, one of the things that I think we want to get across to listeners is the ACO or the ADHD Coaches Organization is actually something that is really having a positive impact on those out there that have ADHD. And so, Joyce, I want to ask you, can you explain what the ACO is a little bit, just a little bit of background?
Well, the ACO is a volunteer organization. It's built strictly from the ground up, and these are a lot of people who just got together and decided that we need to do something to help those people who have ADHD. And we had coaches in different parts of the country that just came together, and we just started building this organization. And we've been together now for about 8 years or so, and we have over 300 coaches already. And they're all ADHD coaches. Most every one of them are certified. It's quite an organization, and it's just strictly volunteers.
And for those out there that are interested, we actually did an interview with Sarah Wright back in December of 2011 about the history of the ACO. So if you want more in-depth detail, just go back into our archives and find that. And Joyce, you did a really good job describing what they do. It is a nonprofit organization. It is volunteers. You're giving your time for this conference. But, you know, one of the things that I think that the world needs to know is that the ACO is really about bringing professionalism to the ADHD coaching community. Can you speak to that?
Yes, absolutely. We do want to bring professionalism to those people who are suffering with ADHD. I don't quite know where to start, Jeff. If you we want to bring professionalism to the community. We want to be able to know that our coaches are certified. We want to know that they have gone through a certain amount of training and that every year that when they go through to places like this conference, that they are getting more information to pass on. So it isn't that you just become a coach and then all of a sudden that's it, you don't have to learn anymore. This is a group of coaches who are very professional, who come to conference every year and learn not just from other coaches but from scientists and neurologists and therapists and a whole ramification of numbers of people. So, yes, we have quite the professional coaching practices going on.
You bring out some really good points and we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but there are some other mental health professionals that are coming to the ACO and be integrated. But, you know, Kirsten, mm-hmm. I want to talk to you about this for a little bit because it's interesting to me because you've got a leg in kind of both places. You are soon to graduate from ADHD coaching school, and you're a psychologist. And, you know, one of the things out there is that, you know, anybody can call themselves an ADHD coach. And, you know, you have mental health field that looks at what they do, and you have ICF-trained coaches that look at what they do. But at the end of the day, literally, you have psychologists that could be trained, you have coaches that can be trained, but anybody can really say that they're just an ADHD coach, right?
Technically, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You can say it. Doesn't mean you are one, but you can say it.
But
I think, you know, one of the things I love about ACO, because before I started with ADCA, I was in a practice with some other people, and one of the people there told me that she was an ADHD coach. And this woman had no mental health background. And she had, you know, educated herself. Because she had a child who had ADHD, but everything that she did was from her knowledge about her child. And so I was privy to some of the work that she was doing with some of her clients, and it concerned me that she had such a narrow view and didn't really understand what coaching was for, you know, in practice.
And so I want to ask you, though,
I know is trying to bring that professionalism so that people who are practicing under that title are being consistent, being credentialed, being educated so that they're providing a service that should be effective.
So if being a psychologist, right, you went through the education, did that. Can you imagine somebody going out there just saying, I'm a psychologist without any education and just winging it? What would that be like?
It would be as scary as – well, it would be as scary as going out and saying that you're an ADHD coach without any training to me, because it's really not about being able to look at the diagnoses in a book when you're looking at the person in front of you. I mean, diagnosing is because insurance requires us to do that. To get reimbursed if we're taking insurance, but understanding how to help the person in front of you by helping them and ourselves understand them and identify ways, you know, to help them get perspective or whatever the strategy is we're doing. So to not have any education in that, to me, is ridiculous and very scary, because there are a lot of things that you can cause harm to the person in front of you without necessarily intending it, but because you don't know.
And I like what you said, causing harm because you just don't know. And Joyce, the thing about the ACO in doing this is the conference every year brings everybody together to talk about best practices. Is that an accurate statement from your perspective?
Yes, absolutely. It definitely is. And there are many, many things that they're going to learn. And in those best practices, you know, we're talking about psychologists and educators and everybody else that wants to call themselves a coach. We get people coming in those professions there to learn how to be a coach along with what they do in their schools or, you know, in their businesses, and helping people learn how to do better with their ADD in all aspects of life. So there's plenty of things there for coaches to learn.
Yeah, it's interesting because we actually did a show with Terry Dickinson years ago. He was a physician, trained physician, and he was going through wanting to become a coach. And we talked about mm-hmm. how he uses coaching in his medical practice more holistically. And now, you know, one of the things in the lineup this year's conference is there's more like other mental health professionals, psychologists, mm-hmm. psychiatrists. That are actually presenting and coming in to learn about coaching and/or kind of help educate from their perspective. I mean, because this year, I think we had a couple last year, but this year we've got four or five, right?
Yes, we do. And, you know, coaches are also learning how to work in collaboration with a patient's, you know, with an ADHD individual's physician, therapist, or boss at work. So we actually educate ourselves, too, so that we can help our clients and work in collaboration with people.
And that's
funny that you should say that, Joyce, because one of the things I'm going to be talking about this, I got to plug myself here, Jeff. You know I have to. Because the topic of my presentation this year, of course, is going to be on deciphering psychoeducational evaluation. So I am kind of playing both roles at the conference in hopes that people will understand how to work with the psychologist who's doing an evaluation for their client, maybe even while the evaluation is happening, but also how to help their client get the most out of those reports when they're done, and maybe mm-hmm. even go back and have another conversation with the psychologist or, you know, whoever's getting that report to help them understand more than just the words on that page. So.
Well, I can't tell you how many times people will hand me a report from the school, and I'm just looking at it, and sometimes I'm just going, uh-huh, but, you know, I kind of get what it's saying, but it's going to be important for me to learn that at the conference today, to really know how to read what these reports are about so that I can help my client better, know the best
right.
way to serve them.
And, you know,
well, and also knowing how to then have it be useful to the client, because I can't tell you how many times I expect, you know, clients get these reports. If they have to go to somebody else, they go to somebody else, and then that's the end of it. There's no other use for it for them.
Mm.
So using it as
yeah.
part of the coaching sessions as kind of a jumping-off point.
Yes,
is
and
important.
Then we can go back to the school. We can talk to the school. So we can. There's another collaboration right there. It's just pulling it all together for the client.
And
exactly.
What's really, really kind of cool, Joyce, is you've been leading this conference, and you've got more mental health professionals and exactly what Kirsten described, but also Jeffrey Katz is presenting this year. Is that right?
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
And
great.
Jeffrey's we've had Jeffrey on the show before. What's interesting is he's a mental health professional, but his wife is actually a coach. And we've actually been talking about kind of coming on, talking about how they're working together. So the what I really want to emphasize is what the public doesn't necessarily know is what the AC is doing is to bring everybody together, these coaches, to talk about best practices. And to me, there's an old economic theory. I think it's called signaling. And I remember when I was taking, you know, my MBA and stuff like that, if you've got two used cars that you're going out there and one's got a warranty, even though they're the same price, you know, basically if you're willing to put the money down on the warranty down on the car, it's like you have some confidence in that car. And to me, the coaches that are signing up to be part of the ACO that are coming to this conference, they want to be professionals. They want to know best practices. They want to learn from everybody else. And as a result of it, you guys are creating that type of community to bring these people together, to differentiate the people that are serious about this business, that want the education, that want the certifications, that want the training, compared to the people that are just saying, I don't mean to generalize too much here, but, you know, I have ADD or I've had an ADHD child, therefore I must be an ADHD coach. Anything you'd like to add to that, Joyce?
Well, I think, you know, when you talk about I have ADHD, therefore I should be an ADHD coach, that's one of the things that always bothers me, that somebody could just simply call himself a coach for that reason. And that isn't always a good reason to do that. There's an education behind it. And we have great organizations like ADCA that trains people to be very professional coaches with codes of ethics and competencies. Yes.
Uh-huh.
We have guidelines and we have competencies that we have to prove that we can do in order to be the best ADHD coach, to be certified.
Absolutely. Now, we need to run to a commercial break real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Before we do so, if anybody wants to learn about the ACO, Joyce, the website is ADHDcoaches.org. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
And then also, if anybody wants to get in contact with you, your email is kubikja@me.com. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's right.
And also, you have your book is coming out, Unraveling ADHD, How I Changed My Greatest Deficit into My Greatest Asset. Now, that's actually going into print. Is that next week, you said?
It's in print right now. So
okay.
It's going to be out next week, yeah.
And how can people find that if they want to look that up?
They can go to my website. They can go to bridgetosuccess.net.
That's bridge to?
Bridgetosuccess.net, and that's T-O, not the number. It's just bridgetosuccess.net.
And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
All right. Thank you.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240-487-2314.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Hey. Hey, you.
Are you the parents of a child with ADHD? Does your child need successful task completion structures? We are Hey You, and we make routines fun and easy.
Time to rise, so open your eyes.
Go to heyuadhd.com and download our task completion programs today.
Shake it out, shake it out, move our body around.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that get smaller as time passes. To place an order for a time timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We got Joyce Kubik in our virtual studio today. We're talking about the impact of the ADHD Coaches Organization to the ADHD community. And before the break, we were talking about the value the ACO brings to organizing the ADHD community and bringing professionalism to the coaches that are out there. And I want to attest to this, is that it's a valuable resource, and us here at Attention Talk Radio, it's interesting because I'm looking at the lineup of guest speakers at this year's conference. Jody Sleeper Triplett, Hannah Klein, Barbara Luther, Sarah Wright, Jeffrey Katz, Ellen Taylor-Kloss, everybody knows Kirsten Milliken, Charles Parker, Michelle Novotny, Linda Rogley, Russ Ramsey, David Gwerk, Lori DePar, Alan Brown. These are all featured speakers at this year's conference that we've actually had on the show before, not to mention the likes of like Wilma Feldman from last year and David Nowell. And I believe Rob Tedisco is actually doing a pre-conference beforehand. So a lot of the shows that you guys are listening to, some of them are people that are participating in this. And quite frankly, many of them, I go to it every year, sit in the conferences myself, and many of them say, hey, that's a really, really good idea. Let's take that to Attention Talk Radio. So many of our shows are actually founded in those particular conferences. And so if you are enjoying Attention Talk Radio and joining our speakers, again, more testament to a lot of our material and guests are really resonating from our experiences at the conferences. And, you know, I have to ask you, Joyce, you know, it's amazing to me the calling that you must have, because this is putting this conference on has got to be a lot of work, pulling it together and doing everything. Just can you share with us a little bit about the enormity of it all?
Well, I think that probably the toughest part is selecting the speakers. There's so many great speakers, and then you have to sort through three times as many requests for proposals as you can put out there at the conference. So it takes a lot. That's a very difficult job, and that takes about 2 or 3 months to do. So we're starting very, very early. We're starting very closely after the conference is over. So that's a huge job, and just selecting all that. And you can just see by the list of names that you just rattled off, you know, it's very difficult to pick and choose.
Joyce, how much fun it was, and that, I mean, you guys had organized for us, you know, the evening before the main conference started. It was a really nice get-together where new people and people who were returning got to meet each other. But throughout the conference, too, you had, was it a meditation room or there was a room where you could go and kind of relax and just kind of be quiet.
Yes.
As well as some other activities there for the coaches, and I mean, it was just, it's amazing how well this was put together, especially when you consider everybody's volunteering in this, and it really is put together with a lot of thoughtfulness, so.
Thank you, and the volunteers are actually coaches, because, you know, they want to be a part of this. They love doing it. They want to be able to help out within the internal system, which in turn comes out and helps all the people out there with ADD. So they're enjoying that too.
One of the things that I want to highlight out there for the community is that you're putting together this conference. It's got to be a calling for you, Joyce, because it's a lot of work, and the ACO is run strictly by volunteers. Is that right?
Yes, strictly volunteers. Mm-hmm.
And real quickly,
nobody gets paid.
And I don't want to put you on the spot. Maybe we should get a list up. But if you can recall them, if you can't recall them all, because I don't want to leave anybody off. Can you recount the board members on the ACO right now?
Who the board members are?
Yes.
That would be, you know, Sarah Wright is the president. Catherine Yonke is the treasurer. And then we have Terry Gant, who is responsible for membership, and she will be working for getting a membership table together this year. And who else do we have? Maureen Nolan puts out the circle magazine each month. And boy, I'm going to get shot if I don't remember everybody's name here, because some of them are probably listening. So who else do we have?
Well, there's you.
There's me, and I'm the conference chair this year. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's the ones that I can recall at the moment.
And all these individuals are giving their time to bring a community together to share ideas and perspectives to kind of move forward and to elevate ADHD coaching, because ADHD coaching is relatively new. I mean, really, you go back. Mm-hmm. I interview Nancy Rady a couple years ago, and remember back in the early 90s, her taking meds for the first time, and coaching just was blossoming then, and ADHD coaching was like, you know, what's that? Who's that? Because it was a budding mm-hmm. organization. And it's kind of come together, and you guys have grown quite a bit. I mean, I think my first conference I went to many years ago, there was about 50 people, and there were 75 last year. I think there was like maybe 110. And my understanding is you guys are going to crush that record this year in terms of attendees, right?
Right. We're pushing 130 right now, so we're doing real well this year. Yeah.
It's just bringing
everybody together, and it's even all the conversations that we have, all the networking and everything that we do, is just brings back, that's just more sharing. We just share all of our experiences together, and we bring all that back home to our communities, and it's just wonderful.
It is.
It's probably the best part of the conference is all the networking that we do, the meals we have together, the things that we share from what we learned in the different presentations, because we can't get to all of them,
mm-hmm.
and that's what's also difficult, is trying to pick and choose.
Steph, one thing I don't know if you mentioned, or maybe I just didn't hear it, and Joyce, but the keynote address this year is actually Sari Solden, and
mm-hmm.
I know that you mentioned some other people, but I think that also is pretty big. I mean, she's written a book that I know that all the women with ADHD that I work with have read.
Right.
So,
groundbreaking book.
In addition mm-hmm. to all of the other presenters who were there, you've got some big people talking. And giving some really great information to us, and then, of course, resources for us to go to afterwards.
Yes, exactly, yes. And I should add, too, that the coaching organization is constantly updating and trying to improve how we can build a better community. So we are always asking other organizations, you know, like ADCA and IAC and PAC and all the different organizations, and trying to learn from them as well as we build the most professional organization we have. Every year, new things are happening to make our coaches better coaches for those people who have ADD.
And real quickly, Cricket Harrison is on the board.
Yes, Cricket Harrison. Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.
And Terry Dixon, who I had mentioned earlier, who was a trained physician who became coach through the process. We actually did a show with him. It was fun because, as he said, it was harder for me to become a coach because I had to overcome the diagnose, you're broken, and I need to diagnose and fix you type of a thing. It was a fascinating show back in May a couple of years ago. But the other two organizations that are also part of this that support is JST Coaching and the Edge Foundation, are also two organizations that are close to the coaching community that participate every year as well. I want to make sure we kind of put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go to another break real quick. When we come back, ladies, I would like you guys to think about your favorite ACO conference moments for the last couple mm-hmm. of years, and share that. I'd be very interested to see what both of you kind of come up with. But again, before we go, if you want to learn more about ADHD Coaches Organization, go to ADHDcoaches.org. And if you've got any questions for Joyce, it's kubikja@me.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
You can't go off to school with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240-487-2314.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We've had a great discussion so far. Before the break, I asked the ladies to think about what their favorite CHAD, ACO conference moments were. Kirsten, anything come to mind?
Oh, God. there are a lot, but I got to say, you know, last year I went down there. It was pretty much spur of the moment and didn't know what to expect. And, you know, I live in Maine, and while we have some people up here who are in the ADHD community, we're not all close together. I got some feedback. So I got down there, and they had the snacks and drinks and everything the first night. And that was when I first met you face-to-face, Jeff, and mm-hmm. you were introducing me to people, and I describe this to people, and I say, here we all were. Most of us have ADHD. You know, it's getting late in the evening. We're all coming off our medication. Anything kind of went. You know, people and people were drinking. And I mean, and it was all fun and all good. But at some point, I thought to myself, God, I'm getting wound up. I need to leave before I say something that I don't want to say. And you were standing in the hallway talking to Chuck Parker, and one of you said something to me, and I blurted something out that was, you know, mildly inappropriate, not horrible. And I said, oh, my God, I'm never going to be able to face them in the morning now. That was horrible. I shouldn't have said that. Great first impression. And I got back to my hotel room, and I thought, they didn't even notice what I said. 2 seconds. Attention is going to be elsewhere. I'm not really worried about it. And sure enough, I came down the next morning, and Dr. Parker came up. Hey, how you doing? And, you know, everything was fine, and nobody said anything. And I thought, this is great. That was one of my highlight moments.
A real good one. And everybody, she's speaking of Dr. Charles Parker. We've had on the show a couple times, and he presented last year and again this year. He's really a mental health professional that's reaching out to the ADHD coaches community and really embracing it and kind of coming together with that. So with that, Joyce, what can you think of some of your favorite moments?
Well, I just think that Kristen said there's just so many of them, but I was really touched by a speaker one that we had. It was the second keynote speaker that we had, and she had worked in prisons. And we know that there's a high number of people who have ADHD because of their impulsivity and things of that sort. They end up being in prison. And what she was doing was helping these prisoners when they were about ready to be released to get out of prison and be trained with an ADHD coach on how to get along in the world and life and everything so that they don't return to college. And just listening to her through the whole thing, I just couldn't believe how does she do that, going into a prison and helping these people. And I was just so touched by that, to think that somebody would do that. I mean, I've often thought about those poor people, and they need training and they need coaching. But I wasn't the one to step up. She was. And I just thought that was absolutely wonderful. It made me want to do that.
And Joyce, I'm so glad you brought that up. Interestingly enough, last week we aired a show with Rob Todisco talking about ADHD in prison and reintegration. And mm-hmm. it was a fascinating show to me about the issues out there. I mean, it was kind of funny, but what I learned from Rob is if you go to prison with ADHD, they take away everything that you need to learn life skills and to move forward. And it's a travesty, which is what we're calling about it. But I remember that presentation you spoke of specifically, and the woman was going in there and coaching those with ADHD and touching lives and changing them. It was very inspirational, and I really enjoyed it. I kudos. That was a big moment. I will have to show some of my favorite moments, and I've got many, but one of the – I think the second conference, when I went to a pre-conference, and Linda Rogley is doing a thing on couples, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden this blonde comes fiercely into the background and kind of sits down, like plops down next to me. I'm like, I know that face. And I knew the name, but I couldn't put the two together. It ended up being Nancy Rady. And all of a sudden we had to get coupled up to do this exercise where you're like knee to knee, you put your hands out, you're touching the other person, and you're supposed to communicate to them with your eyes. You're not allowed to say a word. And I'm sitting there like, oh, my God, I don't even know this woman, but I know her. I mean, I know of her. I don't know her, and I'm sitting there and blah, blah, blah. And it was odd because we got through it. It was kind of like one of these, like, how do you be intimate with somebody that you don't even know? And it was moving to me because I was relating to, like, if I was a couple that was on the skids, the rocks, were having some issues, it was awkward, like that might be awkward. So I kind of got what Linda was doing. It was actually brilliant. And it was funny when it got done. It was the one thing that bonded Nancy and I together. And once we realized we both had dyslexia that night, we were just going cackling and going on and on and on and sharing stories about the silly things that we did to manage around our dyslexia. And I remember telling her, like, I was in a professional situation one time, and I was confronted really quick to read in front of a crowd, and I'm like, you can't do that to me. And the notion I said, in that moment I go, I forgot my glass, I don't have my contacts in, or whatever I said, as a means to get out of it. And she's like, oh my God, that's brilliant. And it was, anyway, it was like, I tell that story. And then there's the last year, one of the things that I enjoyed, Kirsten, was some of the interviews that you did from our listeners, whether it was Alan Brown or Catherine Yonke and stuff like that, and kind of seeing that. It was kind of interesting to me. They were all sitting in the chair in the lobby and, you know, kind of going on. And in the background, I can't go on scripted. That was kind of funny. But another thing that I remember was Evelyn Polk Green's keynote address last year. And after it was over with, going up and talking to her, and she shared her experience at her first CHAD conference, and it was the title of the interview that we did with her last October during ADHD Awareness, is that one, whatever it was, the one ink spot. And she told the story when she went to her first CHAD conference. She was with, it was like 2,000 people in a room, and she went with her friend. It was her first one, and her friend leaned over and said, do you feel like an ink spot? Because she was the only woman of color in the entire room. And then it stands out to me. I was like, I got to do a show on this, and I got to do it during ADHD Awareness Week. And then the other one is, there was a keynote address a couple years ago with Greg Kirch, and we had him on the show, and I'll never forget that the title was Transcendental Meditation or something like that. And I forget, Viv Monahan was a big fan, and she was conference chair, and I was like, yada, yada, yada. I went to network with people. I'm not going to get anything out of this. What's meditation? And I walked in, and the first thing he did is, okay, let's all focus on an object for like 30 seconds. And I'm like, okay, I'll try it. My mind's all over the place. And he goes, how many people notice their mind wandering away? And the whole room's arms went up. And I'm going, oh. He goes, you did it right. I was like, what? And he goes, well, that's meditation. I was like, what? That's what it is? And he explained. I'm like, oh, my God, I get it now. And I could go on with four or five other examples right now, but that's what's really cool about this conference is the community coming together and sharing ideas and the professionalism to move it forward. So I'm kind of a little bit of a high. So I'm gonna back down, and Kirsten, you pick up the questions here while I get back down to normal. How's that?
So, Joyce, maybe I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, a lot of the coaches in the ADHD community are listening to the show, obviously, and maybe some of the other mental health professionals who might be considering attending this year's conference. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, in addition to some of the speakers, what kinds of things we're going to have in store for us?
Oh, I can tell you that we will also have in store for us this year is a fun talent show. And then I'll tell you more about, you know, some of the other types of people that are coming. But we have a great talent show coming up on Saturday night. And this is where all the coaches just kind of like let loose, and they just have fun being themselves and showing off their talents. And they're great talents that these people have. Just, you know, as we know, ADHD people have a lot of great talents.
I got to stop you, Joyce.
I'm helping him calm down there, Joyce, because he's got another good memory.
VWAD at a conference, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association conference was in Minneapolis, I believe, back in 08 mm-hmm. or 07, I can't remember. And I went there, and Kirsty McClanahan was the MC for it. Was the first conference I ever went to, and it just blew me away. There, people were singing. People, Hannah Klein's husband was singing Fiddler on the Roof, and I was going, oh my God, I think I'm in the movie. And there was a, I can't remember her name. I know her name, but this woman gave up. I heard she had never done any. She was coaxed to get up there. She did stand up comedy. I was crying. I was laughing so hard, like a professional. When I heard that was her first time, oh my God! So
yeah,
I'm sorry. I couldn't control myself. I forgot about this year's talent show, but I'm so anxious to go.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. That's where we're going to, you know, just relax and enjoy the whole evening, and maybe just sort of like a coffee house atmosphere or something. You know, just really enjoy the fun and the camaraderie of everyone. So that's really great.
And the cool part of it is you got all these ADHD people off the walls that have their own talents, and they get to showcase it one night. I mean,
sure.
Hell, next year, Joyce, we should do it for the public and charge money. We'd make a mint.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd put out a great show. Yeah, we absolutely would.
Now, Joyce, I interrupted.
I don't know what my talent would be, but, you know, we find out.
I interrupted. Okay. I couldn't contain myself. I interrupted you, and I hope you could remember where you were in sentence. And if you didn't, I understand. But if so, carry on.
No, that finished up very nicely, because that's exactly what I wanted to talk about, was just to say that, you know, we're going to be doing things like that. We're also going to have yoga this year. And, you know, there's a lot of coaches out there that use yoga for, you know, for self-care for clients and things like that, but we're going to be able to experience it ourselves. So we're going to have, you know, during the breaks, like last year we had a masseuse there. This year we're
uh-huh.
going to have somebody from yoga who will do chair yoga and what's that? So some kind of meditation. So we can all relax.
I'm thinking laughing yoga would be great.
Oh, that would be good. That would be good, yeah. You know, we learn so much at these conferences, and our brains are just so over. By the time Saturday comes around and halfway through the day Saturday, we're ready for something like a yoga or something of that sort. So, yeah,
you know,
we have a lot of things like that going on.
At the end of the conference, with an afternoon to go, I feel like my brain is full. I can't stuff much more into it. So having
mm-hmm.
something light is a really good idea.
Yes, yeah. And then, you know, it's nice that we have all sorts of other people there that are teaching. You know, we have the psychologists and educators and neuroscientist, just Chuck Parker. Virginia Hurley is a psychologist. You know, there's just so many great things that are going to be happening there that we can learn from. So many.
And so I want to kind of start pulling this stuff together a little bit just from the conference side. And everybody out there is that, if you're listening to the show and you're an ADHD coach, put on your party hats. It's going to be a good time, and actually get out your
mm-hmm.
notepads, because you're going to learn a lot. And then if you're not in the ADHD coaches community, know that there's a whole organization out there that is coming together. ADHD Commission is relatively new. It's kind of coming along. It's growing. It's kind of funny. We did a show about a year and a half or so ago with Dr. Ari Tuckman and Barbara Luther about the differences between cognitive behavioral therapy and ADHD coaching. It was kind of cool because it got kind of muddy. And at one point in time, Ari, who was representing the cognitive behavioral therapy side, was just basically, hey, if it's a good idea, it's a good idea, because the concepts of both sides are kind of coming together a little bit. And so there's so much to learn in that. So just know, community, that it's there. And if you get a chance, support the ACO, because they are bringing the ADHD coaches together on a professional basis. There's other organizations like the International Association of ADHD Coaches and the Professional Association of ADHD Coaches that are actually starting to certify coaches, so that there's people that are tested, so that, you know, they're out there. But it's know that if you're hiring a coach, and if they're part of the ACO community, there's somebody that's dedicated to that. Now, with that being
mm-hmm.
said, I want to wrap up things real quick, Joyce. Your book that is in print right now,
mm-hmm.
this is a – if you could tell us about it real quick. This is your life story. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, this is my life story, and it goes from early childhood and all the difficulties that we have making people understand us. We feel so misunderstood, and all the issues it causes us behaviorally, emotionally, cognitively, and it just goes all through life, all the disappointments, all the struggles with now I'm married, what do I do? And, you know, and it was really hard, you know, writing the book because it was just so emotional. Learning that you have the same thing that your kids had, and here you've been blaming them all their life for what they do and for your problems. So, and then it ends with my life as it is right now, as an ADHD coach, giving back and helping people to understand what's going on.
That's got to be probably an emotional experience for you to write that, but very satisfying for you to kind of get that in writing and get the story out for those who want to hear it. And as you described it to me, of thinking it was them and realizing that your ADHD might be impacting the situation, that's going to be pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a very, very powerful book, and it's very emotional in the beginnings of it as it moves along. And I've even included 15 rules in the book as to the rules that I have to live by to be a very happy person with my ADD, how to get along with it. And so I've got some rules in there that maybe some people might benefit from. But I think the biggest reason I wrote it is because I want people to understand that these people we're for real. We really do have these issues. We aren't just doing this. Nobody would want to live a life like this. And it's good for every psychologist and every educator and person to know who works with somebody with ADD. So, and I think it's very important.
And just aside, we've done many shows with the impact of different things on those with ADHD. We've had Kimberly, we had, I think, last June, talking about her experience going to law school. We had Cheryl Greenfield talking about her experience as an ADHD mother. It was funny how I usually would scream, everybody would run for the hills. It was the reality of it, but all these people that we've had on talking about some of this stuff has explained how they were able to get over it, move past it, or deal with it, which is really kind of powerful. So before we wrap things up, Kirsten, any final thoughts and comments?
If you're listening and you're coming to the conference this year, you're going to regret if you don't come to my presentation. And if you haven't planned yet to come to the conference, you're going to miss a whole lot of great information and fun. So I'm looking forward to being there, Joyce, and I want to thank you and all of the volunteers who have been working and are going to continue to work until that time on this year's conference.
Thank you.
I'm going to plug that a little bit because Kirsten and I brainstorm a little bit without her presentation, and I think it's going to be something that's unexpected. And Kirsten, you're going to do a little bit of I'm going to say Saturday Night Live role-playing. Would that be an accurate description?
It might be. Let's just say it's going to be a lot of play, a lot of fun, because, you know, thinking about deciphering psychoeducational evaluations, I know might sound a little bit dry.
It is.
But
No. Kirsten, stop.
It's going to be.
It doesn't sound dry. It is dry.
Oh, it won't be. It won't be.
So what you're promising to me is that the most boring topic is going to be the most fun.
If you're considering mine to be the most boring topic, then yes, it will be the most fun.
All right, there we go.
So,
there we have it.
So, Jeff, don't miss it.
Well, no, Joyce, you're killing me. You're killing me. You got her up. I want to go see Dr. Katz. I want to go see Sarah and Elaine Teleclaus. And how am I going to be in four presentations at the same time?
You go see the other presentations, and I'll tell you all about mine.
I thank you very much. But the fun in yours is going to be watching the expression on everybody else's faces.
You might want to stand at the door when they all walk out, no?
Yeah. So to wrap this up, Joyce, do you have any last thoughts, any last comments you want to say before we wrap this puppy up?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, if our listeners want to share this information with their doctors or therapists or different people, I mean, they're welcome to come to the conference, and they just need to get a hold of me and go to the website, and they'll find all the information they need.
But sign up quick. I think there's only 10 slots left, and there's a month to go.
Yeah, that's
so
about right.
Relatively
mm-hmm.
soon. You need to do it
mm-hmm.
now. So with that, Joyce, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been fun. I can't wait to see you in Atlanta in,
it's been wonderful.
I guess, 5 weeks.
Yes.
As a reminder, everybody, if you want to learn more about the ADHD Coaches organization, go to ADHDcoaches.org. Or if you want to contact Joyce, go to email her, KUBIKJA@me.com. With that, ladies, thank you very much.
All right. Good night.
Take care, everybody.